Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Welcome, everybody. So let me ask you, do you have any of those friends that after you spend time with them, you just feel better? Yeah, good. You should. But then do you also have friends that after you spend time with them, you feel worse? You feel drained? You feel blah? You feel angry? Yeah, unfortunately, we all have like 1 to 20 of those, depending on the creation of our lives. So how do you know when it's time to say goodbye to a friend? This is what we're here to explore today. So welcome to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. I'm a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, and basically help get stuff done and change your life coach, you know, little things like that. Each week we explore topics on exploration of wonder, from trusting yourself and your intuition to the energy of words to even nerdy stuff like the science of magic. Yeah, science of magic. It was a fun show. Go check it out. Okay. So what are you wondering about? I would love to explore whatever you're wondering about with you. So if you have a topic suggestion, please do drop a line to hello@danielle.com and let's see where we can explore and where we can all get to together. So speaking of together or not together, today we're talking about when is it time to let that friend go? Because my friends, sadly, we have this every once in a while, right? We have this where we have this friend that's the best of friends or even not the best of friends, but then suddenly we turn around one day and go, what is going on? Why was this once nurturing and fantastic and now it's like I'm avoiding it or dreading it or I don't feel good afterwards? What's going on? Is it them? Is it me? I'm sure it's me. I'm sure I'm wrong somehow. Well, my friend, what if you're not? Okay. So that's what we're here to explore today is, when is it time to let that friend go? And it's a very personal one for me because I've experienced it myself, as we all have. But it might get uncomfortable. Okay. The show might get very uncomfortable today. Just forewarning. But that's why you're here, is because you're already uncomfortable. But there's good news ahead. Never you fear. Okay. So, you know, like I said, it's a personal one for me and I love my friends and many of them I have had for decades, literally decades, and more than one, more than two, more than three. Anyways, we've been friends for a long time and I love them. And here's what's exciting about those two is we have grown together, and that's going to be one of the big keys. Spoiler alert, that is actually one of the big keys to this, is growing and evolving together instead of going off in different directions and then just staying together because you're used to it. Okay. So what does it even mean? Like, is it time to let that friend go? Well, let me actually read the show description. I don't do that very often, but this one, it's like, oh, that just really says it succinctly. So this week we're delving into a topic that many of us grapple with in silence. And I think that's one of the things, because it's like when that sentence came out, when I was typing up the description, how many of us do deal with this in silence? And that's where we get the secrets. That's where we get the shunning ourselves. That's where we get the confusion. And that's where we just get put our heads down and don't make any changes, is because we're dealing with this in silence. That's where secrets are born. That's where judgment is stored, is those places of silence. Not the space of silence. Space of silence is a whole other topic. But when we have that intensity of silence, that's where all that stuff is hidden, okay? So when is the time to let a friendship go? Friendships enrich our lives, offering support, laughter, and shared experiences. But what happens when a relationship that once brought joy starts to feel draining, one-sided, or even harmful? And we're going to get into some of those harmful ones today. We're going to explore the internal conflict when we're considering ending a bond. And here's the other key part. This isn't about assigning blame or dwelling on the negativity. Okay. Instead, it's about being honest, compassionate, and it's exploration of how you prioritize your well-being and create space for relationships that truly nurture you. Okay. And it's interesting because I mentioned this in one of my emails. I said, hey, you know, because I do that. I'm like, hey, you're on my email list. I'm doing a show next week or tomorrow. Would you like to join or listen? And I actually had several people reach out and go, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this topic because I'm dealing with this. And they sent me this and all this kind of stuff. So I was like, wow, this is actually something that's really on a lot of people's minds. And I'm honestly excited, as weird as it is, I'm honestly excited about all of this because it means in our self-compassion and self-evolution quest, we're actually being more present with these energies. Because how many of this that silence thing again, how many of us were doing this in silence, thinking it was only us or thinking that we were wrong somehow for feeling this way? And so we just shut up and we say nothing, do nothing, and continue on. So the fact that this is so coming to light tells me there is a new possibility for it, a new opportunity, a new way of being. And I'm very, very excited. So let's talk about the energetics of friendship. Okay. What are the energetics of friendship? Because if you've listened to any of my shows, taken any of my classes, or done any sessions with me, I'm all about the energy. Okay. We can talk about it. We can act on it. We have to have the energy. Energy is the original language. Energy communicates so much. We communicate with our body, with the universe energetically. So what are the energetics of friendship? Okay. And I want you to start looking at friendships that you have. Okay. Take a couple of them if you want to do along with the show. But what are the energetics of the friendship it is? Okay. And this is more than you feel good or bad around somebody, because everybody has those days. We all have those days when it's like, you're my favorite person. And then the next day when it's like, how are we friends? Right. We have these weird moments. Okay. So it's more than if you feel good or bad, because some days you have good days and bad days. Right. Some days you're in a weird mood and the people around you are going, wow, you're weird. I'm like, yep. We all have those days. So it's more than that. You need to see if a friendship nurtures you, okay? Any relationship, romantic or otherwise, must have this element of nurturing as an element, okay? And let me say this, let me see if I can say it clearly without a lot of words, even though I love my words. A good or healthy relationship should lift you up, encourage you to create and be more, not complete you. Okay. And that's where I see a lot of people go. I've done it myself, whether it's a romantic or a non-romantic relationship. How many of us do look for the completion of ourselves in other people? Whether their friendship validates who we think we should be, because it's like, how many of us in high school wanted to be with the popular people? Oh my gosh. For some reason, I've started rewatching some of the older movies I watched as a kid. I'm going to date myself here, but like a lot of the 80s movies. And so just for fun, I'm like, oh my gosh, this, like, you know, some of these movies really shaped who I have become over the years. So I started watching Heathers, which is a really bad but awesome 80s movie with Winona Ryder and Christian Slater. And everybody wanted to be a Heather. All the popular girls were named Heather, right? And so it's just, I was looking at that. It's like, how much did we do that in high school? Even like, well, if this friend accepts me, if I'm one of the popular kids, then I know I'm not a dweeb. I'm not a nerd. I'm not a, I shouldn't be exiled. And that I have value, right? And so, so many of us look for friends, romantic or romantic partners, as a way to complete us, as a way to validate us. So I'll say again, a good or healthy relationship should lift you up, and encourage you to create and be more, not complete you. Because if you're looking for a relationship to complete you, it's not going to work. It is just not going to work. Okay. And I know a lot of people look at this with a romantic relationship. Oh yeah, well, they complete me. Then it's not going to work. But it also is true with friendships. If you're looking for a friendship to complete you, it's not going to work. All right. So right now, look at a friendship that nurtures you. Just one friend. Okay. What's the energy of that like? A friend that nurtures you, a friend that has your back regardless. What is that energy like? And you're all more energetically aware than you give yourselves credit for. But what is that energy like? Okay. Now, look at a friendship that you feel drained afterwards. You feel like you've been judged, or you were judging yourself, or you feel sad, or like, you cry on the way home. What's that like? What's that energy of that friendship? Okay. And I'm asking you to really just take the time and look at that, because I'm really going to encourage you to start looking at the energetics of the friendship, because I'm going to give you a lot of information, a lot of details, a lot of tips, both for recognizing and when it's time to let it go, how to let it go. But it also begins with the energy of it, because there is no one way is only. Like, I have some friends that I have some friends where we don't talk about me very much, but that's okay, because energetically it's still nurturing for me. So it's not a broad stroke of like, if this happens, then this is the only way it is. So you really need to start looking at the energy of it all. And we're gonna get into that, okay? And you're gonna just start looking like, is this friendship toxic? Is this friendship toxic? And Britney Spears just started playing in my head. But is this relationship toxic? Is it nurturing you, or is it slowly destroying you? Sometimes quite drastically, dynamically exploring you. Is it triggering you? Is it making you unhappy, or is it making you happy? And actually, now that I say that, I don't even like the word making, because then it's putting the responsibility of them instead of the responsibility to you. And please don't go dark with that. When I say the responsibility of, I'm not like, you have all the responsibility. But we are self-directed. I did a whole show on autonomy, but we are self-directed into how we react to things, people, places. Because most of the people who have hurt us, if like you've been mad at somebody, you've been made sad by somebody. When we hold on to that anger or sadness, does it affect them or does it affect us? And I heard from a movie, I watched a movie this weekend, and they said, my grandma always said that anger is like drinking poison and expecting the person you're mad at to die. Well, yeah. If you drink the poison, you're going to be sick, not them. So when I say made you feel sad or made you feel better, it's about looking at how you're reacting to this. Am I reacting and I feel worse, or am I reacting and I feel better? Okay. Like I said, more is gonna... I know it kind of feels confusing because there's so many energies around this. It's such a personal thing. So please do stick with me. There's a lot of information coming. I will try to break it down as simple as I can. Honestly, when I started doing research for this, I felt overwhelmed. I had to like stop and walk away and come back, because I'm just like, oh my gosh, there's so much energy to this and so much information. I could talk about this for months. I knocked over my lotion. Is everything okay? I could talk about this for months. I won't talk about it for months. So I'll just hit some of the big highlights on this. Okay. So we're going to go to our first break here soon, but I really hope you stick around and listen to this, because friendships can be one of the best nurturing things. I think it's vital. Personally, I think it's vital for us as a people. Because as much as I hate to admit it, we are social creatures, right? And if you guys know me at all, I'm not the biggest social person, but you know what? I do need that. So do we all. You know that saying, no man is an island? Well, it's true. We are social people. So friendships are vital, but friendships that nurture us, that care for us, that lift us up, that encourage us to create and be more is the target of today's show. So we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we are going to talk about, we're going to break down the energetics of friendship, of how to start recognizing if this friendship is yummy and fantastic, or if this friendship is the toxic kind, that kind where you're going, I feel worse every day. Okay, we're going to start breaking that down about how to start recognizing the differences. All right. And if you do have a suggestion for a show that you would love to explore, please let me know at hello@danielle.com. And if you want to check out my website, danielle.com, I have classes going on all the time, personal sessions. There's so much stuff. There's even free 10 words to know how to communicate with your body right now, I think, is a free PDF if you want to put your email in there. So please do check it out, danielle.com, danielle.com. And you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back. Thanks.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and I'm so excited to be here with you. And thank you for coming back. Because I know this isn't an easy topic. I said it straight at the beginning of the show, you might be uncomfortable. It might feel a little heavy. It might feel a little weird because so many of us do that silence thing of that suffering in silence of like, I'll just leave it. I'll just be okay with it. And like I admitted on before the break, as we're talking about this, is it time to let that friend go? When I first started doing research, and yeah, I've had personal ones, you know, a lot of the topics I'm like, yeah, I've done that. And these are the tools I use to get over it, right? Or not over it, but get through it and make the change. And so when I first started doing research about this, because I don't like to go with only my experience, it was overwhelming because in an energetic world, which we live in, as an energetic being, which you are, with an energetic body, which you have one, we are aware of these energies so dynamically. So I just want to, even before the end, I just want to applaud you for even listening to the show and being willing to go there, because it is that place where we are creating for ourselves. And spoiler alert, I put this at the end, but we're going to say it right now. Let me acknowledge you for being willing to go there. And as weird as it sounds, it is something to be celebrated. Because that silence, again, so many of us have done this and then just don't say anything. Or we push it down until we explode. And then there's squishiness everywhere, and that's not always a good thing either. So the fact that you are here listening to the show, I want to celebrate because you are being present with the energies. And one of the things that controls us with this is not being present with the energies. And when we're present with the energies, anything can change. We can have that true vulnerability. We can have that true self-care, self-worth, and get a better outcome for both us and the friend. Because let me say this right now, and I'll repeat it many times. This is not about making them a villain and you a hero. It is not what this show is about. It is not making them wrong and you right. It is about seeing what's working for each of you. Because I guarantee if it's not working for you, unless they're a sociopath, which we're kind of going to touch on that, unless they're a sociopath or a psychopath, it's not working for them either. So how can you change this for both of them? Both of you. Because in this realm of friendship, it takes two to tango. And so if it's not working for you, I guarantee it's not working for them either. And so sometimes about willing to let that friend go isn't even getting rid of them in your life. Sometimes it's just about allowing them to evolve and allowing you to evolve and allowing your friendship to evolve. Because how many of us create friendships from past reference points? You know, and I've referenced that I've had a couple of friends for decades. We were friends in high school. We've been friends since we were 14 years old. And about 2.5 years ago, we all moved into the same state. I was already here. And then one came and then the other came. We didn't go to high school in Utah. We went to high school in Arizona, and which are, you know, states in the U.S. And so it was interesting to be together on a daily basis or a frequent basis. And what was really cool about that is over the past 6 years, something like that, we have grown together. We've evolved together, which is actually amazing because we have disparate interests. I mean, like, they love cars and MMA and they're really into music. They love concerts. I'm car illiterate. I don't like people watching people hit each other of MMA. And I go concerts, but not like they do. And so it's fun, but we've evolved together and are not expecting everything from each other, which is kind of fun. Okay. So I just want to applaud you for even being here and taking the time, being present with the energies, because as uncomfortable as they can be and kind of heavy, you're present with them now, which can shift and change. Okay. So we're talking about breaking down the energetics of friendship. Okay. The first one that a lot of people know, so I'm just doing it right off the bat so you guys aren't waiting for it, is that energy vampire. Are you feeding them with getting nothing in return? Okay. And a lot of people go, energy vampires, they're just sucking all my energy. Well, I have a different point of view about this. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a finite amount of energy or a limited amount of energy? Okay. You actually have an unlimited amount of energy. The universe has your back. You have the ability to pull from anything and everywhere. You know, I read this book, David Eddings. He's one of my favorite science fiction writers. And he in this series of books, Belgariad, I don't know how to say it. I just read it. The first one, The Pawn of Prophecy, he's talking to his grandson and he's like teaching him how to do magic. And in there, he pulls from everything in the universe, because what was interesting is in the scene, he was trying to lift a rock with his mind, right? With the magic of it. And when he tried to do it all from himself, the rock was too heavy. But when he pulled in energy and magic from everywhere in the universe, he could flip over the rock, no big deal. So it's kind of like that too. Do you have a finite amount of energy or unlimited amount of energy? When you're willing to receive from everything and everywhere in the universe, you have an unlimited amount of energy. So when we talk about energy vampires, what is actually creating that drain? Them pulling so much massive energy or your belief that you have a limited amount? Okay. And that's another thing I could talk about for days, but I'm not going to. But I just wanted to give you an overview to start looking at this. Because if you can know that you have an unlimited amount of energy, then their pull on you won't drain you. Because you won't need to be filled back up. You won't be drained. It doesn't mean that you want to be around them. Don't get me wrong. But this is one of those first steps of being like, oh, wait a minute. I can have clarity because I'm not reacting to them draining me. Okay. So I just want to talk about the energy vampire to really start looking at that. Are they needy? Are they demanding a lot? But you can get more clarity on why or how they are or what they're asking when you're not reacting from being quote unquote drained by the energy vampire. Okay. So I just wanted to give that a little quick. And then another thing, and this is a big one, is your friendship one-sided? Do you only talk about them and their life? Are you always the listener, the supporter, the safety net? And then another one, do you only reach out to them? Do they ever reach out to you? And if they do reach out to you, is it only about them, right? One of the lovely women who, once I put this in my email, and they're like, oh, I can't wait for your show because this is going on with me. She actually gave me permission to share some information. She's so sweet. She said, I noticed I wasn't getting a fair deal and realized she only calls me when she is free and then doesn't really listen or even allow me to have my turn in the conversation. And then at the end, she's like, oh, this is my reason for the call, followed by her request. So are you the only one reaching out? And if they are reaching out to you, do they do it only when they need something? You really want to start looking at this, okay? And then another one is compulsion, duty, and responsibility. And it was really interesting as I was writing my notes and those words came out. I'm like, compulsion, duty, and responsibility. What the heck is that? And so as I was pulling it out, it's like, do you feel obligated to them or to have them in your life? Does your past connection mean that they're in your life forever? It's like we had this experience and now we're bonded, right? A lot of romantic relationships, like I love movies and TV, and how many relationships start in dramatic situations? I mean, even in the show Speed, the movie Speed, they joked about it. And they're like, relationships notorious, that relationships started under high pressure situations never last. Ha 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 ha. Well, no, even friendships. How many of us bond over something negative or some dramatic thing and then like high school or something else? And so we think we have to be friends with them forever. You need to be willing to ask the questions because sometimes the friendships do evolve and you grow apart and that's okay. Sometimes the friendships evolve and you grow together and that's great too. But you need to really look, it's like, am I doing this out of habit? Am I doing this friendship out of habit? Am I being with this person because I feel responsible for them? It's really interesting the number of people I've worked with and they're like, well, I just feel responsible for them. I'm like, why? Why do you feel responsible for this person? Well, I don't know. They're sad without me. They'd be sad with you too. I guarantee it. Right. Or they just depend on me so much. I feel like I need to stay with them so that they have somebody who supports them. That's not a friendship. That's caretaker. Okay. If you feel responsible for the nurturing and feeding of them, you're a caretaker. You're not a friend. Okay. And like I said, that's one of those places where you might start getting uncomfortable, but please look at this. Do you have a friendship or do you have a caretaking? And they're not getting paid. I mean, come on. We're going to caretake. At least get paid for it, right? Do you feel small or unseen? Do you hide parts of yourself? Do you feel unheard? Do you fear? Are you not you who say things or do things because you have fear of repercussion or judgment? Then they were never your friends. If you cannot be you, if you cannot share your quirks, your uniqueness, your brilliance, your celebrations, your accomplishments, they were never your friends. friends, okay? If they never could hear you, see you, or celebrate you, they were never your friends, okay? And this is a slight take on that, like, it's all one-sided, but I've actually worked with people where they're like, oh yeah, I told them that I created this and I got a job promotion. I'm like, well, cool, what'd your friends do? Oh, well, they just said good and then started talking about themselves, or, and they actually start, you know, doing some like weird hand things because they're so uncomfortable in even admitting this because they don't want to see it, which makes me again celebrate. Please acknowledge that you're seeing this, because when you're present with these energies, then things can change. Okay. But I'll say it one more time and then we're going to go to our next break. If you cannot celebrate with them, if you cannot share even your sadness, right? It's like, I just learned that I had some a family member fall sick yesterday that, you know, I don't know what that's going to be like. I told one friend, they've never responded. They've talked about other things. They've never responded. I'm like, you might not be my friend if you don't go, oh my gosh, how is that going? They might not have ever been your friend. Okay. It's amazing to me, the more I get into this, how much the people we called our friends were never friends. That's why we've coined the phrase frenemy. It's so ridiculously out there. Okay. But what if a frenemy, if you drop the friend part, they're an enemy. I know. Brilliant. I know. You heard it here first. It's crazy. All right. We're going to take our next break. And when we come back, I'm going to get into one of the big ones. I know this was a deal breaker for me. I had a friendship in the past few years, and then when this, I'm teasing you, when this occurred, I went, what the hell is actually going on here? And it did end our friendship. So it's a big one. I'm such a tease. I know. I'm getting you to come back. All right. So you are watching. Is it time to let that friendship go? On the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and your fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, nationally board certified coach, intuitive empowerment coach, and I will always be your cheerleader, my friend. I realize that is truly one of my gifts, is to see the brilliance and amazing and potency of you that sometimes you aren't willing to see in yourself. So if that sounds fun, if it's you'd like to take a class or do a private session with me, please do check out my website, danielle.com. Always a bunch of stuff going on there. All right. So today we're talking about, is it time to let that friend go? go, yes, no, maybe. And that's kind of how we function from, right? So we're talking about the energetics of friendship. What we are seeing going on and all that kind of stuff. So like, what are we actually looking at with this? So the one I tease you about, I'm like, it's a big one. Come back after the break and listen to it. Are they judging you? Do you feel triggered? Okay. This is the one. It's like, is there a constant negativity or criticism? Are they judging you? And do you feel triggered? A lot of us will go, well, they're my friend. They didn't mean it. Sometimes they did. Okay. Gaslighting is a term that is becoming really prevalent. And I won't get into that a lot right now. But gaslighting, I'm really glad it's becoming so much more obvious, because it's not just about romantic relationships, though. Friendships can actually be in a gaslighting situation as well. And sometimes it's not only about gaslighting, it's like, are they constantly criticizing you? Are they constantly being negative with you, right? I had this one friend who, she's fairly stable. I mean, we're all a little nuts, right? But she was a pretty put together person. And then this one friend of hers, I worked with her on a client basis, and she came to me and she's like, I'm fine. And then when this one friend of mine says, oh, you did this and hurt me, or you did this and blah, 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 or you're bad and you're wrong this way, I'm just telling you so you can see this. She's like, I get triggered. I go into an emotional spiral and I cry and I can't get out of it. It's in a dark hole. I'm like, she is not your friend. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, a true friend can offer you guidance, especially when asked, or like, hey, do you realize you did do this, or I know you're working on this, blah, 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 without judgment or criticism or negativity, but in a true empowerment way. I'm like, but if she's just blindsiding you, and this one time she sent her an email that was like 2 pages long of all the things that she felt that she was doing wrong to her, and it was this really negative thing. I'm like, there is no kindness in this. And she, then my client, was triggered bad. And what was interesting is they had another time they got triggered. My client got triggered. There was a third person there. And the third person kind of became the mediator. And she's like, what the hell's going on? And the quote unquote friend was like, you do this, you be this, but that's okay. I've accepted that's just the way you are. Judgment, right? She didn't even take any responsibility for herself as well. And it was funny because the third person, the mediator, I'm so glad she was there for my client. But she said, she turned to the quote unquote friend and said, hey, well, do you want to look at why you're reacting this way? And the quote unquote friend goes, oh, no, it's not me. I'm fine. It's always her. That's not a friend. That, my friend, is not a friend. It is not. Okay. They're constantly negatively criticizing you or judging you or triggering you to make you feel less, to make you doubt yourself, to make you think that you have to be better to earn their friendship, to be worthy of them. They are not your friends. Okay, they are not. You don't have to be equals because you're each unique. How could you be equals? Okay. But you should be able to celebrate each other's uniqueness, not have to live up to their standards or to think that you have to be worth their friendship. Okay, they were never friends. And then the last one, like I said, I could go on and on and on and on. I did so much research and there's so much out there. But the last one is, how many red flags have you ignored? Okay, do you have that feeling that something isn't right? This is another place where we begin to make excuses. Well, they just were having a bad day. Well, they might be having a bad lifetime, okay? Be friends with them next lifetime, maybe, or see. But trust your intuition, trust yourself. And let me say this clearly. This does not mean you're being disloyal. So many people I know, so many people I've worked with, they're like, well, I feel like I'm disloyal if I'm like, looking at him going, wow, you're being really mean. I feel like I'm disloyal. I'm like, no, you're not being disloyal. You're being aware of the energy. Okay. And also, don't be a reactive douchebag, because sometimes a red flag is them having a bad day. When I'm saying red flags, I mean like a constant thing, not just a bad day. We've all had our bad days and said something. Like, I was at an event recently and I had so much back pain, I threw my back out in the shower. I slipped, but I caught myself anyway. And so about an hour later, I was setting up and I was in so much pain. And the third time this person said something about the same thing, like in a row, she's like, da 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 da, and then da da da, and she kept repeating. I'm like, I get it, I get it, I get it. So finally I was like, oh my gosh, stop, I heard it. And I went, sorry. I'm like, I just have a lot of pain. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I immediately turned around, right? So we all have those bad days. So not all red flags are red flags. Sometimes it's just people having a bad day, but don't make excuses, because if they're always snapping at you, they're not your friends. They are your judge, basically. So trust yourself, trust your intuition, okay? Don't make excuses. Be aware. It's always about the awareness. Like for her, when I immediately turn around and apologize, she's like, ah, it's okay, I get it. Because we've developed the kind of friendship where she goes, I get it, it's not a big deal. And I immediately had apologized, going, oh my gosh, that was an overreaction, I apologize. Okay? We all have douche moments. I get it. Okay? All right, so how to create a healthy life. Friends are important and vital. We are social creatures. Like I said, as much as I don't like that. So if you are recognizing that a friendship needs to end, how do you do it? How do you end it? Do you get in a big fight? Do you talk about them to others and then put on a smiley face? Or do you make them wrong? No. Although some of those might be interesting, no. Okay. And side note, there was a difference between venting and looping energy. Okay. When I said talk about them to others, because, you know, like I said, the clients that come to me want to talk about this, they're venting, they're processing the energy. They're not just bitching. Okay. Bitching is a looping energy and it's totally different than like, hey, I just need to get this off my chest to see the energy. So tips to let a friendship go while honoring yourself. One, acknowledge your truth. What is true for you? And let me say, I said, acknowledge your truth, not judge them or you. Don't become the douchey friend. Okay? That's a quote if I've ever heard one. Don't become the douchey friend. Because what I see is a lot of people will go to the opposites. It's like, oh my gosh, they've been so mean to me. Then they turn around and they be mean to the other people. That's still not creating. That's still destroying the world. Little things like that, right? So don't become the douchey friend. It's not about judging them. It's not about making you the hero and them the villain, okay? But just so acknowledge your truth. You, your time, your being has value. Honor that. You have the right to choose you, your energy, your time, and safeguard that, okay? Create energetic or physical distance. Energetic, stop making their point of view about you more important than your point of view about you. And like we talked about with the energy vampires, of they can't drain you if you don't have the point of view that you have a limited amount of energy. Okay. So when I talk about energetic difference or energetic distance, this is what I mean. It's kind of some of those things. And also create boundaries. And boundaries is that dreaded word that metaphysical people, so many people in the world, they either love it or hate it, but it always causes a reaction, okay? But basically, there are healthy boundaries and there are unhealthy boundaries. And I put it on my list to create that as a show because that's a big topic, okay? But basically, if you're creating a boundary, it's not putting yourself behind a wall. Basically, it's with that energy of honoring you, it's like, oh, no is a complete sentence. So like if they're asking so much of you, you can go, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And then you don't have to make excuses why, right? You are setting that boundary. So it could be frequency. It could be the time. It's like, oh, I only have an hour. Or they're on the phone for hours. Sorry, I have to go. Something showed up, right? So energetic, that's what you want to do. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, I have a few more of, like, if you do want to have a conversation with them, I have some tips and tricks with that really quickly. But you are listening or watching, because please don't forget that there is audio of this and video all over the place. So you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And we are exploring today. Is it time to let that friend go? And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back. Thanks, everyone.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome, everybody, back to the Exploration of Wonder. Today we're talking about, is it time to let that friend go? And thank you so much for tuning in this long, because I know it's a big, heavy topic, and it might take you actually a few times to listen to this. I get it. It took me a few times to make the notes. All right, so we were talking about how to let a friendship go if you recognize it's time to let that friendship go while honoring yourself. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the energetics of how to do that, but let's look at the physical one, meaning, do you want to have a direct conversation? Because sometimes that conversation is required, sometimes that conversation isn't required, and it's recognizing the difference. And so one of the key things with this is I implore you to look at the energetics. And if you do want to have that conversation, because a lot of people are like, I'm going to have that conversation, I'm going to take my power back and I'm going to have that conversation, I'm like, okay, cool. Why? Why do you feel this conversation is required? Okay. Why do you feel it's required? Why do you desire to do it? And be honest with it, because a lot of people will do those conversations to make the other person wrong, to tell them how bad they were, to tell them what a villain they are. Does that actually create? Okay. That actually just creates you as the villain. And I get it. Sometimes that conversation is required of like, hey, this is what's happened, this is what's going on. But if you're doing it to empower yourself, great. If you're doing it to make them wrong, why? That doesn't create anything. It's just sharing the judgment around. Okay. And I get it. So many of my beloved 80s movies were all about this, right? The hero was mean, or sorry, the hero had somebody being mean to them the entire movie. And then at the end of the movie, they go, I've told you this, and they have this big old blow up and this montage and it's beautiful, and they walk away and they're empowered. And then the other person's left feeling like crap. Hopefully, right? Unless they're a sociopath or psychopath. So it's like, is the conversation required? Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Okay. Is that conversation a judgment? Okay. And then one of the others is focus on self-care. During this process, you might also notice other things in your life that are maybe not working either. Okay. Focus on the self-care. Trust me, it's never just about the one thing, it's also about the self-care. Next, release with gratitude. Energetics and gratitude, I always come back to this. As with all things, gratitude is such a key energy, because when you can acknowledge the positive past, shared experiences, or the growth that you're able to choose, because even if the entire friendship was gaslighting shit show from the beginning, You learned, you grew. Okay. I know. And when people go, well, at least I learned from the experience. If you're using that as an excuse, still an excuse. But if you can genuinely look at it and went, you know what? I learned. I shifted. I changed. I recognize these energies and I won't allow this in my life again because I am worth more. I have more value. And there are people out there who can appreciate me as I am, and I can appreciate them. Because as I said at the very beginning, and I'll repeat here, a healthy relationship, a healthy friendship does not complete you. It lifts you up and encourages to be for you to be more of you and to create more. That is how we change the world, my friends, is having friendships that support and nurture each other, not complete each other. If you find yourself looking for another person to validate your very existence, right? If you find yourself in an 80s movie where you're going like, if the popular Heather likes me, then I know I'm something. I know I'm somebody. You're not looking for a friend. You're looking for somebody to judge you positively, which is still just a judgment, which is still a cage. So I know this has been uncomfortable. Thank you so much for sticking with this and really starting to look at this. And please, let me tell you, it is okay to feel this way. You're not being disloyal. You are being true to you. Sometimes these friends were never your friends. And sometimes they didn't even know they were doing it. You know, I had one client when they said, oh, this person always says da 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 da. And the energy was there. I'm like, well, you might say this to them and say like, hey, do you know when we talk to other people, you say this? Well, he said it to her and he's like, hey, did you know that when you say this, da, 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 you say this about me all the time? And she went, oh my gosh, I did not know. I'm sorry. It was just a joke. I didn't realize, blah, blah, blah. Their friendship lasted because, and he didn't say it in a reactive way. Because that's the other thing. If you're going to have that conversation, you need to have that conversation in a non-reactive way. In a way that doesn't put it in emotional, but just is like, hey, this is what's going on for me and this is what I'm choosing. Okay. So, because not all friendships last forever, and that's all right. I have my beloved sister, her and her husband have been married for 35 years, and their marriage, they have grown together, they've evolved together, and they thoroughly enjoy each other. Absolutely. Sometimes it evolves, sometimes it doesn't, but you need to start being aware of that, and it's okay. It's not a wrongness, and you deserve more. You are valuable. You are brilliant, you are potent, and you deserve to have friends that encourage you to be you, encourage you to create, and are there for you for those times when you need to cry or be upset without telling you how you're wrong for being upset or anything like that. So my friends, is it time to let that friend go? Maybe. And sometimes letting that friend go doesn't have to be a big explosion. It can just be a subtle shift away. And then sometimes when you let that general shift away, more comes into your life or that friend comes in a different way. This isn't about ending the friendship sometimes. Sometimes it's about allowing that friendship to evolve from the past reference points that we had it of. Okay. Please listen to the show again. Oh my gosh, there was a lot. You can do some of your own research online because there's so much out there. But just please start looking at that. What do you deserve? A lot more than you've probably been giving yourself. Okay. So next week, I'm excited. It's a topic that I did as a weekly email a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, wow, there's a lot there. Next week is, why do we wait? Oh, anybody ever had a project or a friendship conversation that we've waited for? Why do we wait? What is it that makes us wait? We explore that next week because sometimes it's not. There's reasons for waiting. I'm just saying. So we'll explore that next week. I'm not going to get into it now. All right. Thank you, my friends, for exploring this with me. I know it was a tough one, but you are amazing. You are potent. And have a great week, a magic week. Be back next week, because guess what? I will be. All right, everyone. Thank you. Have a fun, flowing, magical week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.